Candace Owens, Democrats use Black Americans as props to push their narrative. By Alana Mastrangelo on September 21, 2019. Blexit founder Candace Owens testified before the House Oversight Joint Subcommittee hearing on confronting white supremacy on Friday, where she told members of Congress that Democrats are playing up the threat of white supremacy so that they can use Black Americans as props in an effort to push their narrative ahead of the election cycle. Owens said on Friday, "I'm the only Black American that's sitting here. And yet, the people that called this hearing haven't asked me a single question about my experience. I think that probably points to when I say the larger issue is that the Democrats come up with the problems, and they come up with the solutions. And Black Americans are basically used as props for them to get out their narrative and to ultimately control our vote using fear tactics," she added. Owens also mentioned that when she asked the others testifying before the subcommittee, none of them were able to provide actual numbers or statistics regarding how big a threat white supremacy is to Black Americans in the untied states today. "I also found it quite hilarious that when asked for actual numbers, nobody could actually provide them," said Owens, who added that the reason she believes no one can provide the statistics is because it would reveal that white supremacy is not a major threat facing Black Americans. Owens added that there are, however, bigger threats to Black Americans that should be addressed. "This is, again, just election rhetoric," said Owens of the left, playing up the threat of white supremacy in the United States. "This is, again, just an attempt to assault an administration that is doing all that they can to help Black America, in every single regard. Whether it's criminal justice reform," added Owens, "whether it's talking about real issues, like school choice, which should be implemented to conquer some of these illiteracy rates that is actually harming the Black community." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.